Well, hello there, Mama. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. And I'm excited today. I'm excited every day. Every time I get to sit down and record an episode, I'm honored and so excited to bring to you something that I've been pondering about this past week, thinking about. And I wanted to give you a little bit of an update. Because a few weeks ago, it was episode 193, and it was back in February. And I spoke to you about being what to do when you feel like you are stuck in overwhelm, when you feel like you cannot get on top of things, no matter what you are doing. It's like suddenly all the systems, all the rhythms, everything that you had in place that was working really well, it was like, for me, something just suddenly stopped working and I felt really overwhelmed. And it was a bit of a mix between a whole new routine this year, kids going back to school, and there was just a lot. There was a lot. And I spoke about, and particularly on Instagram over that week, spoke about the pit of overwhelm and how it feels like this pit that you can't get out of. And in that episode 193, I'll link it in the show notes. But I shared around what I had been doing that past week to get over it. And I wanted to share with you today a few things that I have continued to do or have done to make sure that I do stay on top of things and actually start to get ahead and not fall back into the pit of overwhelm. Because that is one thing that I see, especially with mums who are overwhelmed, who are tired, who are stressed, is that they fall into this the pit, the overwhelm pit, and then they claw their way out, and then they get out, and they're good for like a week, 2 weeks, maybe a month, and then it's like, oh, suddenly they're back in. And I was having a conversation with a mum friend the other day, actually yesterday, about how sometimes being a mum is hard, and sometimes being a mum is heavy. And it's not heavy as in it's so burdensome. Burdensome? Is that a word? It's a word now. We're making it a word today. It's that the weight of the to-do list and the weight of everything that I need to do today and tomorrow and this week and continually gets heavy and it gets tiresome. Maybe that's the word that I was looking for. But I wanted to share with you a few things that I have been doing this year, particularly, and I've really been re-looking at the way that I do my home rhythms, the way that I have routines in the mornings or throughout the day and in the evening, the way that those rhythms help me get the housework done. Am I doing things the best way? Maybe because it served me in this past season, maybe something's not going to serve me in this season. And I think that that's such an important thing to remember is that we change as our kids grow older and we enter new seasons, like kids in school, or like all the kids in school going back to work, or all these different things. Seasons change, and it's okay that we change along with it. And it's okay that then the way that we do things is going to change. I remember I was having a conversation with a mum, and her son has just turned one this past month. And she is one of those mums who's very, very routine. Baby's in a routine and it works and has been. And suddenly her son was not in his normal routine. And she gave me full permission to share this. She was suddenly really stressed about having to change routine and like dropping naps and changing timing of things, and things just looked different. And it's not that they were right before and it's wrong now. It's just that it's different. And I was reminded in that because I think now being out of that season, I look back and go, oh, yeah, I remember them like dropping naps and routines changing. And I had one child who was put himself in a routine and basically stayed in that routine. And then another child who one of my daughters was like, what routine? No routine. You will not put me in any routine. I'm going to be unpredictable in the best way. But I remember looking back and thinking that. But then I was thinking about that and going, you know, that's just like all the seasons that we continue to go through. And remembering that this is just a season and it doesn't mean that it's right or wrong or anything like that. It's just that this is just a season. And so let's go through three things that I have been doing to make sure I stay on top of things. And really the first one was I actually had a very good look at my health. So I was very, very fatigued when I stopped and looked, and I'm heaps better now, but there's still a few things. I'm actually going to go see my naturopath again and get some new bloods done. But we need to, when we are in the pit of overwhelm, particularly if I want you to be aware as a woman, aware of how you're feeling when in your cycle, because that is a big, big telltale. And, you know, like things like PMS, I could go into. I'll go into it a little bit. So our hormones are like a vital sign of our health. Our cycle, whether it's regular or irregular, whether we get pain or cramps or headaches or PMS or any of those sort of symptoms, they are a telltale that something is not right. If we have hormonal breakouts, if we have mood swings and get really snappy, if we, all those things, those symptoms that come along with having our cycle, they are common, but they are not normal. We are not meant to have such huge symptoms around our cycle. We are meant to have some symptoms with the changes of hormones, but like lashing out and getting angry, breakouts, cramps, they're not actually meant to happen. I know that might be shocking to hear because you might be thinking, well, I don't know a life without having cramps during my period, or, of course I get PMS. That's how I know my period's coming. And then that might be the case that it's, again, it's common, but it's not normal. It's not common doesn't mean that it's right. So that is one thing to really be aware of, is that is your emotions and your capacity, is that changing around the month? Like, how are you? Do you find that you are just getting so overwhelmed and so everything's too much to handle, and you're feeling like that for about 5 or so days, and then you get your period? That would be a big telltale sign that you need to look at your health and look at your hormones and get that investigated a bit further. How I'm dealing with stress, that's another thing that I was looking at. How I was dealing with stress, how I felt like my nervous system was coping. So I suddenly, for the first time in my life, felt like I was anxious, felt like I would get like heart palpitations, felt like I was nervous going places, felt sick in that sense of like suddenly my nervous system wasn't coping in situations and places where it normally would. And the biggest one for me was I was getting headaches. I've not really had headaches since going low tox, since really looking at my health and swapping out our products, eating a lot better. Haven't really had headaches in the sense that, and suddenly it was like every couple of days I'd have a really, not quite migraine, but a really severe headache. And fatigue. This was probably my most concerning symptom, was that I was so fatigued. I would wake up, I could go to bed at 8:30, 9 o'clock, and wake up at 7 o'clock fatigued. Was that 10 hours. I could sleep for 10 hours solid and wake up not feeling refreshed. And then be tired throughout the day. And it was like I just couldn't get on top of that, which of course was then leading to feeling more overwhelmed, which was then leading to feeling more stressed. And then the stress was leading to more and more health issues. And no wonder I was having ongoing headaches and all this. So that I would say would be something very, very important to consider, is that if you feel like you are stuck in overwhelm or you keep falling back into overwhelm, you can't keep on top of things, to look at your health, to look at how your physical health is, but also how your spiritual health is, how your emotional health, how your mental health, and then of course how your environmental health is as well. Are you finding that, or actually I've stopped eating really well, and I've been sort of having sugar, and I've been having chocolate, and I've been having cravings for sweets, and looking at that side of things. So that was one thing that I have been doing, and I upped my supplements. I normally take a half dose. I took a full dose of my multivitamin, fish oil, and antioxidant complex. I have been taking a full dose of that. I've added iron. I've gone back to adding magnesium and zinc and a few other bits and pieces. And really being a lot better with how I was eating. I found that that was me. I was giving into cravings, which was then leading to more cravings. I've since started a metabolic health system, supplement system, which has been amazing for cravings, but also for energy. And also I found it for my mood and having sustained energy throughout the day and sustained mood throughout the day. So that's health. So I would say that that is something that we sometimes forget to actually consider, because it all plays a part. It all plays a factor in how we are and how we are showing up in our everyday life as a mum. So looking at our health. The second thing is to go through and re-declutter. So probably once a year, we'll sort of do like once a year, I'll look at the kids' toys. Normally that's around November, early December, when Christmas time is coming. Once a year, I'll sort of look through our linen cupboard. Once a year, I'll do like a maintenance declutter. But I had found that I wasn't really doing that enough. So things just kind of accumulated without us really even knowing. And that's why we have to be so intentional and conscious about this, because things can happen where we don't really know. So like I wasn't doing my goodnight kitchen routine, which if you've been around here for a while, you'll know that I have a goodnight kitchen routine where every night I say goodnight to the kitchen, which means clear it down, make sure the dishwasher's running, make sure the benches are all clean, fill up water bottles, fill up the water filter, make sure any dishes are away, make sure everything's away and set and clear, so that when we come out in the morning, we are coming out to a clear kitchen. But I was finding that I wasn't exactly completely clearing the kitchen bench. And that actually had more of an impact on me than, and I know this, right? And I teach this. But it was one of those things where I just got a little bit too complacent in, oh, it's all right. I'm really tired. And the fatigue certainly played into this, where I, by the end of the day, was like, okay, the kids are in bed asleep. I'll try and spend some time with my husband, and I'm falling asleep because I'm so fatigued and felt so depleted. So that certainly played into it. But we know that physical clutter, so even more than just it being messy. Like, being messy is one thing. The house being messy is one thing. But it's when we can't even go, okay, we're going to do pick up, pack up, and we're going to put the mess away. It's that part of there's no away for this mess to go. It's part of I've got too many clothes in my wardrobe that I can't fit them in. And then every day I'm looking in my wardrobe trying to figure out what am I going to wear. And I put on something and it doesn't fit right. And I put on something and I don't know, that just, I don't like that anymore. Or I never liked that. I don't know why I bought it. Decluttering, the physical clutter equals mental clutter. It has that impact. It's a cycle that plays on each other, that there's more physical clutter, which means that even subconsciously you're thinking about it, and even subconsciously you're having to think, okay, I need to clean the kitchen bench. I need to put the laundry that's on the lounge away. I need to fold that and put it away. I need to do we have clean sheet? Did I need to buy some clean sheets, or do we have some clean sheets? Oh, I've got three sets of sheets for each kid and none for, okay, yeah. Like, it all impacts our thoughts and our mental capacity. And I love, there's a saying, and it's something along the lines of, I'm not going to get 100% right, but something along the lines of, physical clutter is a manifestation of the mental clutter going on in your mind. So when you have physical clutter, you can't think clearly. You can't think straight. Your mental capacity is affected, especially as a mum, because whether you realize it or not, you are thinking about that pile of laundry. Whether you say that you care about whether your kitchen bench is completely clean or not, you are thinking about it, and every time you wipe it down, you have to wipe around things and move things, and things fall over and it creates a mess. That is impacting on your mental capacity. So, having a simple house, and by that, I don't mean ugly, I don't mean boring, I just mean it's intentional and it's practical and you love it. That's what I mean by having a simple home. Is that you know what you have, you know exactly what you have, you know where it lives, and you love it. So in my wardrobe, I have a very basic wardrobe. I have more, way more clothes than a capsule wardrobe, because I love clothes and I love fashion and I love dressing up. Even if it's jeans and a t-shirt, I just love clothes. But I know that in my wardrobe, everything in that wardrobe fits me. Everything fits right. Nothing, everything is fine for me, ready to go, put on, put together, off we go. And that then takes away stress in the morning of having to try on 50 different outfits, of putting something on and going, oh, it just doesn't look right on me. It doesn't sit right. It's not my color. If I think any of that, it's not in there. And I now am really even intentional about when I buy clothes. I bought the other day a black blazer, because I didn't have one. And I needed one for work, but I thought this, I can throw over a dress, I can jeans and a t-shirt over, I can, it is such a practical piece to add to my wardrobe that I know I can throw on and off we go. And so I think that that's important that when I talk about decluttering and clearing spaces, it's not about removing fun and removing any joy, or it's about actually just making space for the things that bring you joy, for the things that you love. So you want to have a bookshelf that is full of books. Amazing. Great. Do it, please. But it can't, don't do it if it is impacting how you think. So that was one thing that I went around and did. And I just sort of quickly went through my wardrobe again, quickly just redid a couple of the kitchen drawers and cupboards. And it wasn't even really throwing out anything because I sort of maintained that throughout the year. But it was more just reorganizing, just making sure that everything was where it belonged, that everything did have a home, that anything that didn't belong anywhere, we looked at that, we gave things away that we needed to, we cleared out some stuff in the garage, we all those sort of things, and it impacts you so much more than you possibly think. Okay, so that was number two. So the first one was have a look at your health. The second one was declutter and reorganize. And the third one was add in fun things. Sometimes that's all we need to do, is that actually we're focusing too hard on the to-do list and the weight of everything that we need to get done and the pressure of needing to get everything done, that we actually forget to schedule in joy, that we actually forget to add in some fun. To go to the beach with the kids or go to the park or have a at home homemade pizza night, have a movie night at home, that we forget to play and not even play with the kids, but actually just do stuff that we enjoy. And we think that we need to only do that once we get the whole to-do list finished, which, Mama, is probably never going to happen. Because I know that you just keep adding things to your to-do list. We all do it. And so rather than sitting and doing a painting or reading a book or going for a walk or taking the kids to the park, rather than that being, I'll do this if I have time at the end of the day, add it in. Make space in your calendar. Make space in your day to have fun and to play and to do things that you enjoy. And sure, there are times where I will say to the kids, yeah, we'll go to the park after I vacuum the floor. But it's not after I vacuum the floor and after I do this and after I do this and after I clean the shower and after I put the washing on and after I do this and after I like. No, I'll do maybe one, maybe two things. But I will have already predetermined in my brain, in my mind, or even written down on paper the day before or earlier in the week when I'm looking at my week that, okay, on Wednesday, we're going to go to the park. On Friday, we're going to have homemade pizza and movie night. And then it doesn't matter what has gotten done up to that stage. If we hit that time in the calendar, we go to have fun. Schedule fun into your calendar. Permission. Here is your permission to have fun. And if someone says, oh, the windows didn't get clean this week, but you went to the beach, you say, yeah. Elise told me to schedule in fun. So we schedule it in a beach trip so the windows didn't get done. I mean, really couldn't tell you the last time I cleaned my windows, probably a year ago. But then it doesn't matter because we're having lots of fun. Anyway, so they are the three things that I have been doing to make sure that I stay out of the pit of overwhelm. And particularly when to look at, things to look at when mum life is feeling hard, when the weight of your to-do list is feeling heavy, when you are feeling overwhelmed and tired. Have a look. Are you actually unwell? Are you actually needing some wellness support physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually? Have a look at that. Let's not actually bypass that. Have you accumulated more stuff than you need? And is the stress and is the state of the house either messy or clutter? Is that impacting how you're feeling? And if it is, then just take one weekend, take 24 hours or do like half an hour, 20 minutes every day this week and to get back on top of it. And then the third thing is make sure you add fun into your days. So I hope that that was helpful. And if you have been in the pit of overwhelm, I hope that you take that into consideration. And I will also link episode 193 in the show notes where I spoke about being stuck in overwhelm and what we can do to get unstuck. But have a beautiful week, Mama. Be blessed. And I will be with you next week for a new episode.